You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire. It's now time for our weekly chat with Marama Fox, co-leader of the Māori Party. This week we are looking at the news that the Māori and Mana parties are exploring working together at next year's election in order to win back the Māori seats of Labour. I began by asking Marama, what has led to a cooling of relations between the two parties?
I think there's a little bit of water under the bridge. I mean, I came in without having had the baggage of whatever went on between Hune and the Māori Party at the time. I never understood during the election what the big deal was. Why is there so much bad blood? Why is there so much infighting between supporters? The supporters actually of both parties get quite toxic to each other over Facebook and social media. And I always sort of had the idea that you kill them with kindness and people go after me all the time and my biggest goal is to turn them around and have them supporting me. Mm. But other people go after them, they turn into keyboard warriors and away they go. And it's like, it can get quite tragic and it's really disheartening. It doesn't do anything for anybody and effectively it split the vote in the end.
Yeah.
So you just have to be a complete ning-nong not to realise that something has to happen in order to ensure that we go to the election with the best possible outcome, which is to have the Māori seats, at least the Māori seats, retained in the hand of independent Māori voice. Now, if that's Hone and Te Tai Tukero, and Māori Party and other seats, then that's fine, as long as it's independent and not hamstrung and hampered and tied to the blinking red and blue undie camps who try and whip their MPs into shape and tell them what to think and do and say all the time.
What would a political relationship look like if put in place?
There's still a lot of issues that philosophically we don't agree on. So I don't believe that we are heading towards a merger right now. I think further conversations can happen after the next election, but definitely an agreement. And this is what I spoke to Hune about very early on. I put out my hand to say, mate, we need to catch up at every opportunity. But I put out my hand to him and said, look, you know what? We should agree to disagree on the things we can't get, we can't abide by. But if there are commonalities and things that we do agree on, well, then let's find a way to work together. We have a common enemy, and it's not each other.
Mm.
Our common enemy is poverty, hardship, homelessness. You know, we have virtually the same policies because we believe in the same things. Our biggest fundamental philosophical difference is that we will work with whoever's in government. We want to be in government all the time, because we cannot understand how you can have a government without a strong Māori voice in this country. We have a right to assert those views. We have a difference of worldview, and I don't care whether they've got red undies, green undies, or blue undies. We want to be here in our brown undies, and that's not the skitty undies, by the way. that's just au naturel. Māori stands for au naturel. That's commando undies right there.
Would you explore the possibility of standing aside a Māori Party MP in Te Tai Tokiro to allow Hone a better chance of winning that seat?
Well, it makes sense. I mean, people are doing all sorts of things around the country. But we'd have to have a firm agreement in place. I mean, this is what they're nutting out at the moment, what exactly an agreement looks like. I'm fine to support that notion and leave it in their hands. I mean, you only have to look around. If we had not been scrapping with each other, the combined Mana Māori vote would have seen Hune Winti Tai Tukero. We would have taken out Tāmaki Makaurau and Te Tai Hauauru. I think we would have taken out Te Tai Tonga as well. But we would have still come up short in Hauraki Waikato and Ikaro Rāpiti by about 800 votes. So there's some work to do across the other areas, but it would have meant we would have had 5 seats of independent Māori voice right now in Parliament if we hadn't been fighting with each other. So there has to be an arrangement. Everybody knows it. And they're working through the details of what exactly that looks like.
Now, last week, the Māori Party president
Tokiroirangi Morgan said that the Māori seats belong to Kaupapa Māori parties, not Pākehā parties. Surely the voters would disagree with that, because the fact remains Labour won a majority of those seats.
Actually, I don't think the voters do disagree with that, because in every seat apart from one, more people voted against Labour than voted for them. They just voted for different people. So actually, while they won the seat, they didn't win the popular vote. People do want to have independent voice. You only need to look at what's happened to Rino in the latest revelations out of the Green Labour Alliance. Matidia is going to stand in Te Taitunga Māori seat because they believe that's something she could win over top of the stand of the sitting MP, Rino Tirikatine. They, the majority of the Māori members in the Labour caucus are at the bottom of the list. They are sidelined and disrespected. They're whipped into shape when they disagree with the party. I mean, I just cannot contemplate the toxic environment that they have to work in. And we know that it's a toxic environment. They sideline the Naya and push her down the list, not giving her any respect for her vast knowledge around Tūti Whenua law, around treaty settlement law, the contributions that she makes and has done for 20 years. They elevate Calvin because he's getting some media time. They around corrections. They've now pushed Rino out of the way so Matidia can stand in their new alliance. I mean, it just all over the place. Calvin and Penny were not allowed to vote against the charter schools abolition bill, even though they know that charter schools up there and in the far north work and are doing very well, and their family members attend those schools. I mean, just how many more times do you need to be whipped by a party or any party that tries to hamstring your voice? I couldn't do it. There's no way I'd be able to work inside any of those parties. It's a hard job working with them, just quietly sometimes. But we carry on the good fight, because we know there's a bigger picture here, and it's our people.
Okay. Just finally, what happens next then? When can we expect some sort of formal agreement between Mana and Māori Party?
Those details have been nutted out now. We hope to have something in place by the end of the year. But definitely the putting aside of the hara. Now, you know, we have to be realistic about this. I think Hune and the Mana Party know that there's only one way they get in again, that there's only one way they have life, and that is with the agreement of the Māori Party. We know that in the Māori seats that we would like to take out, if we're going to split the vote, that just makes our job harder. In a couple of them, we should have, could have taken those seats and lost them. We don't want to do that again. We need to have independent voice in Parliament. We cannot wait. You know, Māori are on the precipice right now of a greater say across our country through treaty settlements, through local government, and through central government, to ensure that we no longer have to wait for an equality of outcome, an equality of opportunity, an equality that eliminates the disparaging statistics that we currently have in this country. We've already lost too many generations in this fight. We cannot afford to wait another generation. We need to come together. We need to ensure that the future for Māori in this country is recognised as value-add, and that our tamariki are raised and born into a brightness of hope.
They are nicking our shit. They totally are.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.